We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Central Bank Tiger Network, from Learfield, this is the Liberty Bowl preview show edition of Tiger Talk, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price, every day. Also brought to you in part by Bud Light, proud friend of the Mizzou Tigers, famous among friends.
1, 2, 3.
Reception at the 38, to the 20, will not be caught, to the 10, to the house. Touchdown, Missouri.
Live from Buffalo Wild Wings, this is the Liberty Bowl preview show edition of Tiger Talk, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Now, here is your host, the voice of the Tigers, Mike Kelly.
Jabari Odom is alongside. We're with you until just before 7 o'clock tonight. From Buffalo Wild Wings, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors, locations in Kansas City, St. Louis, Springfield, Joplin, and Cape Girardeau. Also here in Columbia, 2651 Trimble Road, Academy Sports and Outdoors, for all, for less. Coach Barry Odom with us for the entire hour as we talk about the Liberty Bowl. Missouri heading to Memphis, Tennessee to take on the Oklahoma State Cowboys. That game on December the 31st will kick off about 2:45 p.m. Still tickets available, by the way, if you want to go to mutigers.com or check in with the Liberty Bowl. Tigers and the Cowboys of Oklahoma State. OSU, of course, out of the Big 12. They were 6-6 this season, finishing 3-6 in the league. Missouri enters the bowl on a roll, having won its last four to finish at 8-4 and 4-4 in SEC play. With that, let's say good evening to the coach. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well, Mike. Great to see you. And I feel like it's been a while since we've been able to hang out for any length of time. So happy early Merry Christmas, and really excited to have a chance to go take this team to play one more together. And we've done a lot over the course of the year, and really I think we're playing our best ball right now. We got a chance to keep that captured and the momentum, and going against a really explosive Oklahoma State team in the AutoZone Liberty Bowl. We're happy to have an opportunity to go do it together.
A lot of ground we want to cover tonight, talking about the game, also talking a little bit about the Cowboys as well. But let's talk about that. And every team faces it, the layoff that you go through from the end of the regular season until you play the bowl. How do you keep that momentum contained in order to arrive in Memphis and play your best game of the season on December the 31st?
Yeah, every team's different, and we've talked about that. But these guys, you know, we took a little bit of time off after the Arkansas game, but also maintained some of our lifting and running routines that we do throughout the season. They finished up academically with their finals last week, but we've had five practices, and more than maybe in times past, we've maintained the practice structure, going against each other good on good to get the speed of it. And we've done a lot of game plan work as well. But more than anything, we've kept throughout the course of a practice doing inside run against each other, you know, our ones versus ones and twos versus twos. And I think As a collective group, they're really competitive. They've practiced well up to this point, and I like the way that they've handled the things we put out in front of them. We'll go at it again tomorrow and treat this week almost like a game week with a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday practice. Friday we'll do a walkthrough, and then we're going to get them out of town for a couple of days, get to the bowl site, and get back to work.
How important is this period of time? This is, basically, it's an entire spring practice that you have now to prepare for the bowl game. Getting those extra sessions means what, not only for your program, but for those younger guys that may get an opportunity, not so much this year, but get the opportunity to play next year.
Well, you want this to be the thing that you encounter every year, and this is the norm on what you do on the number of practices you get. It's a little bit changed with the redshirt rule now because of the number of plays that all of our true freshmen got this year because they played in some capacity. So, but we will at the end of it, you get 14. We'll have 14 practices before we play the bowl game. Early on, we really catered to some of the guys you're talking about, the reps that they needed to hit to continue their improvement. We've seen growth out of some guys that really at the end of the year maybe had played in the game three or game four as a freshman, that they look better after five more practices. And that happens with most of your young guys. They continue to develop. It's almost like a spring ball, so to speak. So it'll provide great value moving forward. And once we step back on the field, in January, in a winter conditioning program, and then in the spring ball, you'll see a more experienced player from those guys that got to go through the bowl preparation.
And another opportunity for your senior class to be together for one more game.
Yeah, to me that means maybe more than anything with this game is to send that group out winning game number 9, send them out the right way. They're excited to play another game together, which is awesome to watch. A really close group that they have fun together, but also when it's time to go work, they go do it.
What do you think they took away from last year's experience playing, making it to a bowl, playing in the Texas Bowl, ultimately losing the game against the University of Texas? As guys that return, and particularly as seniors, you think they draw any special motivation from that experience a year ago?
We've talked about it. We didn't play our best game, and that's not a secret. When that happens, you want to research and find the reasons why. And, I think some of it were the way that our practices were structured. I think also some of it was the change that we had in our coaching staff. Mm-hmm. And it's ultimately, not to make any excuses, it comes down to I didn't do a good enough job on getting us ready to go play our best. And I feel a lot differently this year on how we've approached it, the work that we've got in so far, and the way that the team has handled the opportunity.
You got some guys that were banged up at the end of the year that didn't play in games, guys that have been out for a few games, like Albert Okwuegbunam, the tight end. What's your gut feel? Is he a guy that could see the field in Memphis?
That would still be a stretch for him, but I think we'll have everybody else ready to go, which is awesome. Sparks practiced really well yesterday. So did Nate Brown. So did Emmanuel Hall. And, so if we can go into it with – the full load of guys that we've got, that makes us better. And, Albert, as we're 14 days out, as we get a little bit closer, we'll have a better feel on where he stands.
How about Rashad Floyd, a guy that took an absolutely vicious hit on the road, late in the season to Tennessee? Just how's he doing?
Yeah, he's practiced well. I think he came back. He missed maybe our first practice or was limited during that role on our first maybe two practices, but he's practiced full speed since then and has responded really well.
Yeah, it's great to hear. That's Barry Odom. I'm Mike Kelly. Tiger Talk from Buffalo Wild Wings, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Coming up next hour, we'll visit with Missouri basketball coach Konzo Martin. Back after this, show brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeter, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Waiteth until the end, Stephen! With game day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Dilly Dilly!
Enjoy responsibly, Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Team jersey, check. Face paint, check. M-I-Z! Throat lozenge, check. Money for tickets? Better check.
With Great Southern Mobile Banking, it's easy to check your balance, move some money, even pay someone back. Download the Great Southern app and be in your seat by game time.
C-O-U.
Great Southern Bank. We're fans too. Data rates may apply. See carrier for details. Member FDIC.
Check.
In sports, success is measured in points, wins, and trophies. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in how we support our communities, in being there when you need us most, and the occasional trophy, like the one from J.D. Power for highest customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter. For J.D. Power 2018 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last-second Hail Mary pass, but Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan, a proud partner of the Missouri Tigers. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Women have game plans, but sometimes the unexpected happens. That's why Vitae Foundation uses effective research-based messaging to reach women and help them find healthy, safe options when faced with an unexpected pregnancy. A solid game plan, putting women in charge of their options. Research. Reach. Results. That's Vitae Foundation. Reaching pregnant women, resulting in life-affirming decisions where everyone wins. Learn more at adsforlife.org.
Enter the red zone with a team dedicated to advancing your ground game. From combines and tractors to a complete line of hay and forage tools, Case IH offers the equipment solutions you need to call the right play. Here's another great call. Score big with a free Case IH hat. Plus, register for a chance to win a gas grill. For more details and to enter, visit caseih.com/tigers.
Mizzou Athletics would like to thank its premier partners, MU Healthcare and Shelter Insurance. And Barry Odom with us the entire hour, hour number one. Hour number two here at Buffalo Wild Wings. We'll be joined by Mizzou basketball coach Konzo Martin. Tiger Talk presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors, Mizzou Athletics, and its premier partners again, MU Healthcare and Shelter Insurance. The law firm of Lathrop Gage would like to recognize the Mizzou Three Stripes Club. The Three Stripes Club honors student athletes who represent the Mizzou values of respect, responsibility, and discovery and excellence. By going above and beyond socially, academically, and athletically, the law firm Lathrop Gage, proudly serving Missouri business since 1873. Well, not only do you have bowl preparation going on, you also have a little recruiting going on with signing day just around the corner. Just kind of a gut feel on how things are going on that front.
You know, it's the second year into the cycle of having an early signing period, and that's we'll start on Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. We can start getting the information back on confirmation on guys signing the scholarship agreements. So we need a couple more hours in each day to get it finalized here. The next 2 days, our staff's done a great job on putting the class together. You've got an opportunity when you've played 13 true freshmen 1 year and 13 or 14 the next year. You know, the opportunity to add to that from a depth standpoint, and then some guys in this class that we think are difference makers. We'll be happy now to get them on campus. My challenge to them is don't make signing day the highlight of your career. That's just the start to the journey on what's going to be the next 3, 4, or 5 years of becoming a great player. And I think that we've hit on a lot of areas in this class that we need, obviously. We will have a little bit of work left in the month of January and the first part of February to finish out the class, I think. And that's not a bad thing. We've hit on the target areas that we've wanted to with the early signing, and then kind of hit the reset button and see what's available moving forward into the next month and a half.
What were some of those target areas?
Well, you always look on guys impacting with the ball in their hands. If you get a chance to make an impact there, it's hard to walk away from a person or a player that can bring a skill set that helps you explosively offensively. So we've done that, I think, in a number of ways. And then defensively, with almost everybody coming back on the secondary, but all those guys kind of in the same class, we needed to address that area as well. So I think a balanced across the board standpoint of where we are on the number that we've hit on the targets, I like the, if everything goes the way I think it's going to in the next 48 hours, we're matched up pretty good on where I thought we'd be.
Obviously, you got a bump from a momentum standpoint when Kelly Bryant made the decision to transfer from Clemson and finish his career at the University of Missouri.
Yeah, because he's a transfer and we've already got his paperwork. We can openly talk about that rule-wise, and excited to have Kelly join our program and our university in January. And a guy that's got great experience, that's played really well in big games. It's got a skill set that we are excited about having a chance to work with at the quarterback spot. And, you know, I know once he got on campus and got around our players and saw everything that we had talked about through the recruiting process with his own eyes, and he was really excited to be part of our program.
Was there anything unique about that recruiting process just in terms of, you know, here's a transfer guy, a guy that's very obviously well-known across the country? A number of different programs were trying to get him to come to their individual programs to finish out his career. Anything that stands out about the process?
He was really mature about his approach, which I respected and still do on the way that he took in all the information. Really didn't ever get too high or too low. He was always pretty steady about his approach. And, you know, mature questions and on about, you know, specifics within the program, about the roster. And then once we got him on campus, you knew there was a shot. You know, there was mutual interest on both sides. And more than anything, it took everybody in our organization to get it done. And that's usually the way recruiting happens, is you get so many guys invested in trying to get a young man to campus, and then, you know, all the different moving parts to pull that off. And then it comes down to relationships and the opportunity that you can provide for the kid to have success. So go ahead.
No, I love to ask this question of kids that have gone looking elsewhere, right? Trying to find another opportunity for him. His circumstance is different than a guy just transferring or leaving a program. Being a graduate transfer, I like to ask the question of what were you searching for? What was important to you? Having spent time with him and getting to know him, what do you think was important to Kelly Bryant?
I think more than anything, an opportunity to play in the way that we do offensively. I think there's appeal on the number of guys we've got coming back on the roster. Mm-hmm. And then also playing in the conference that we're in. I think, you know, that carried some weight with it for him on what he wanted to do for another year. And you know, not patting ourselves on the back, but he was excited about the opportunity of what we have offensively with our coaching staff.
So what are his strengths? I mean, you know, fans obviously have a tendency to get really kind of ahead of the game, if you will, from an anticipation standpoint. I think if you're just honest with yourself and just look at, I mean, two games that he lost as a starter during his time at Clemson led him a couple national championship games. What type of quarterback is he, and what are his strengths?
Well, he's got experience, which you want that at that spot. And he's not, you know, going to be in an environment, you know, there's not going to be anything that's really new to him with playing the position. You know, it'll be our challenge, just like it was for Derek and the offensive staff this year, to maintain the structure on what we did offensively, but then add different elements to it. And that doesn't change any year. You always are trying to, you know, improve the skill set of the players that you have. So for us to be able to do that with, you know, a quarterback that brings a few different things to the table, you know, that'll be a fun process to see how that develops in the month of January and February and into spring ball. But also the things in the quarterback run game that he does really well. He does throw in both intermediate and vertical passing game. He's got a strong arm and does some things really nice in that regard as well. So, you know, our job will be find the best 11 and put our guys in position to whatever their skill set is, you know, then build the offense or defense around what they do and then coach them and teach them on how to do it really fast and as best as they can.
Tiger Talk from Buffalo Wild Wings, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price every day. We're back after this on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.
It's the end of the year, and that means resolutions. But forget the gym membership and the juice cleanse. This year, save yourself some money. Get a four during the holiday sales event.
You'll get a great deal and you'll look better before you ever get to the gym. That's motivation. Ford, built for the holidays. Built Ford proud. The time to get our best offers of the season.
We're live at the Technology All-Star Game, where Marco was just named MVP. Marco came into this matchup with an amazing lineup of technology solutions, from business IT and cloud solutions to copiers and printers, phone and video systems, and more. Their number one service and support played strong offense today. Like we've seen all season, this victory was all about game-winning technology and all-star service. See more Marco highlights at marconet.com.
Coke Zero Sugar with great Coke taste lasers.
Can we cut all that?
That's not going to convince anyone. Coke Zero is now Coke Zero Sugar with great Coke taste. Some people were excited to hear the news. Some were skeptical. And none of this noise is going to convince you that Coke Zero Sugar has great Coke taste, because the only thing that'll make you believe that is trying it yourself.
And lasers!
No, no lasers. Ice cold Coke Zero Sugar. Try one today.
This football season, Regions doesn't want anything to get between you and the game you love, especially not a lost or stolen card. Lockit lets you lock your card before you even report the problem. Plus, with Lockit, you can use your Regions mobile app to customize your card protection for a little extra game day peace of mind. Because we get it. Some things are bigger than banking. Learn more at Regions.com/Lockit. Regions, member FDIC, data fees may apply.
Hi, this is Dan Eichen with Samco Business Products. Have you ever wished you could see your completed office furnishings project before you had to choose it? Samco introduces Visual Impressions, our new design service that allows you to see and apply the actual fabrics and finishes to the products you select and place them in your building. We can add wall and floor coverings, doors and windows to simulate your exact space. Go to checksamco.com and click on Visual Impressions to learn more. Then relax, because with Samco, work just got better.
The old woman who lived in a shoe was happy in her beautiful home. Other than the smell of feet, it was very cold and drafty. The house was not insulated and had little protection from the outside, not even a sock. So she called Columbia Water and Light to inspect her home, and before she knew it, the woman's contractors came to seal and insulate her house. Now instead of a ratty old slipper, her home was transformed into a non-drafty, energy-efficient fortress. Call 573-874-2489 to schedule an inspection, and soon your house will be comfy and warm.
Brought to you by Columbia Youth Teaching Efficiency.
Next hour here at Buffalo Wild Wings, we'll talk basketball with Missouri coach Konzo Martin. Barry Odom is with us, talking about the Liberty Bowl as his team will head to Memphis, Tennessee on December the 31st to take on the Cowboys of Oklahoma State. Before we get to preview the game and talk a little bit more about the Cowboys and the matchup, let's talk a little bit about staff. And this is the time of the year where there's always a lot of movement going on across the country. You were one that saw one of your staff members decide to go elsewhere. And talking about Joe John Finley, who done a terrific job with you as a tight ends coach, has decided to go to Texas A&M, and you've moved Garrick McGee into his place to get your team ready for the bowl game. Just a thought on Joe John's decision.
Well, I look at, you know, every year that you have success, usually in businesses, corporations, whatever it is, if you have continued success, and Joe John is, not only has our organization done that, but he's done it on the recruiting trail, and he's well known in the state of Texas. He's from there, and I knew that going into this offseason, we would, it always happens that you have staff members that have opportunities, and he wasn't the only one this year that had an opportunity to look around a little bit and maybe be offered a position somewhere else. But he'll do a nice job. I'm happy for him that he's closer to his family, which was something he really wanted. I hate to lose him, but also when that happens, when you're in it, long enough, you make sure that you've got guys to be able to replace them with, and you always want to upgrade. And so we'll make some decisions after the bowl game on how that's going to look staff-wise moving forward. But in the meantime, Garrick has stepped in. He was here in an analyst role leading up to this season started with us early on during fall camp, and then has done a great job helping in those roles on the offensive side of the ball, and been around. You know, he's been a coordinator, he's been a head coach at UAB, was with Petrino at Arkansas, and then at Louisville. So as a veteran guy, understands the game, is really, really good at building, has since he's been here, relationships with our kids on really both sides of the ball. It's kind of fun to watch him in the way he interacts with our football team. But I do, think that with college football and really doesn't matter, football, basketball, whatever sport it is, there's going to be movement every year. And when you hire good people, you're gonna have an opportunity to maybe lose them someday. So that's the way it is. And I do want guys that I have on our staff. I want them to be loyal. I want them to have certain qualities in leading young men on what we want. But also, I want guys that want to be at Mizzou. And guys that are coordinators, I hope that someday they want to be head coaches. And guys that are position coaches, I want them to be coordinators. That shows a competitive side of them. And, I do think with the staff that we've got set and the things that they've done, I'm very appreciative of the job that they've done. And not just our 10 assistant coaches, but our analysts and our GAs, all the department heads, from sports medicine to video operations to strength and conditioning. There's a whole lot of people that we count on every day that serve our players to make it work. And, I lean on every area daily to make Mizzou football what it is.
Let's stay with this for just a second. Can continuity, and you want continuity as a coach, but can continuity also create complacency over time?
Well, you want to make sure, I'm really glad that we've got the continuity, but also you better, there should not be a cruise control that exists in any part of the program. You're always trying to get better. You're always trying to learn more, gain and use the experiences that you had from other places, but also learn and try to, we've got answers, but let's find more answers and make sure that we're doing things to the best of how we know it and what we can do to give our kids a chance to be successful.
I asked you this question last Sunday when I had a chance to visit with you, but I want to ask it again for the benefit of this audience. The faith that Moon Choi, Alexander Cartwright, and Jim Sterk have placed in you with a new contract means what to Barry Odom?
I'm thankful to have an opportunity to work with them. I think it's good for the recruiting aspect of that those numbers and stability or lack thereof is thrown around by in the recruiting circles. I also look at the progress that we've made and what we're doing and the vision that we have on moving forward on where we can take Mizzou football. And so very grateful, humbled, honored to have an opportunity to continue to work with those guys in a long-term way. And I want to do everything I can to make Mizzou football better today than it was yesterday and then keep moving it forward and end up winning the championship at Mizzou.
The chatter, and you mentioned it just a minute ago, but the chatter before it was offered and done, were you hearing that on the recruiting circuit?
You always hear it a little bit. When I'm going into a house or a high school to recruit, I don't have enough time to spend talking about another place. I want to talk about Mizzou, but everybody works a little bit differently on how they approach things in the recruiting process. And I'm really confident in what our leadership has set forward, not only in the athletic department with Jim, his vision that he has on moving us forward, but also with Chancellor Cartwright and Moon on an administrative level with our university, and excited to be a part of that.
It's Barry Odom, Mike Kelly. More Tiger Talk from Buffalo Wild Wings, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors, is up next on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.
Tiger fans, gear up for the season at Academy Sports and Outdoors. From jerseys and hats to grills and tents, Academy Sports and Outdoors has everything you need for game day for less. Visit any of the many convenient locations in Missouri, including our new store in Columbia, or shop online at academy.com. That's academy.com. Academy Sports and Outdoors, proud partner of Mizzou Athletics.
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last-second Hail Mary pass, but Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered.
Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan, a proud partner of the Missouri Tigers. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
When it comes to banking, you have a choice to make. You can go big, or you can go local. Or you can go to Central Bank and get the best of both worlds. The technology, tools, and services you need, with the flexibility of a bank who can make important decisions locally. Take a new look at the world of possibilities with Central Bank. Strong roots, endless possibilities. Start at centralbank.net. Member FDIC.
As your dealer for life, Kia of Columbia knows the people we have around here make the difference. Your Kia's lifetime warranty gives you peace of mind no matter where you go. Your transmission and engine are covered 100%. The people taking care of your Kia are just as important. Nationally ranked and trained ASC certified technicians led by the one, the only, Sean Reno.
Hey, that's me.
I'm Ty Clark with Kia of Columbia. Service starts with the sale, but continues for a lifetime. Kia of Columbia, your dealer for life.
Missouri fans, you can sleep easy tonight. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Tigers and get great discounts throughout the website. They have pillows, bed sheets, mattresses, and even a bed for your pet. So go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Tigers and save big on great products today. Again, that's MyPillow.com and use promo code Tigers.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance is now included with your auto policy. So if your car leaves you stranded, just call and we'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. Find out more at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Some restrictions apply.
Central Bank's your hometown bank. It's the only place for Tiger checking. Open it today at www.tigerchecking.com. Barry Odom is with us for the rest of the hour. Coming up next hour, we'll talk basketball with Konzo Martin. Missouri heading to the Liberty Bowl. By the way, still tickets available. You can go online to mutigers.com or go through the Liberty Bowl if you want to purchase yours. Let's go back and really this segment talk about the season itself. Obviously, it turned after the disappointment of Kentucky. And to me, the way that it turned and the way that your team closed the year speaks volumes to the leadership that you have within the locker room, but also the way that that locker room feels about you and the staff. Elaborate on that a little bit if you agree with that statement.
Well, I look at how we started the season, and then you get into the second, not the second half yet, but almost the middle portion, and we were playing decent football. We also had a stretch at South Carolina where had a chance to win the game, came up short, and then the next week we had with Georgia, South Carolina, Alabama, three in a row, pretty good opponents. And if you look at the gains that we made in our program, we were in all three games, had a chance. Minus the Alabama game, really had a chance in the other two that, last year it wasn't close mentioning those games. So we were playing better ball. I thought we had made improvements. We were playing a little more consistent, but we were not able to get a win. Was worried about coming back after the Alabama game and playing a really good Memphis team because physically and mentally we were beat up a little bit, and our guys responded and played really well that day. And then coming off that win and having Kentucky at the time, I think they were ranked 11th in the country and playing really good ball and had a chance to win the game, had multiple chances to win the game, right. and wasn't able to finish it off. So you look at just the mental approach to playing, successful and winning. We were in a position where really could have went either of ways. I thought our team showed tremendous grit and resolve, and that doesn't happen from one week to the next. That's in the recruiting process. That's in the off-season program. That's in the way your practice habits are. That's in the care and trust of everybody in the organization and keeping blinders on and continuing to move forward. And our team did, the locker room stayed tight. They did everything that we asked them to do and then went down to Gainesville the next week and played maybe our best ball up to that point. And then momentum was on our side, and we continued to move that direction.
I remember Jake Trump sitting here on Monday night after the Kentucky game and saying this about the locker room. I feel really good about where our locker room is right now. And to me, that spoke volumes about just kind of the continuity that everybody that had come on this show in previous weeks talked about how close-knit this group was.
It's been a fun group, and it's one that I'll use examples with for the rest of the years that I'm in coaching, because they haven't wavered one bit. You put anything out in front of them, they go try to knock it out. And it's been fun coaching this group. I've enjoyed it maybe as fun as I've had in a full season in a long time, just because you don't win them all. But the way that they've approached things, they care about each other. It's genuine, and I respect that about this group.
Well, learning to close, too, is something that this team, it's an identity that this team had to develop as the season progressed, isn't it?
Yeah, you look at, there's a lot of, discussions. You're 8-4, could be 10-2. Well, it could go the other way real quick, too, because we won against Purdue. On the last play of the game, so to speak. We won on the last play against Vandy, made a play to win there. So, we're about right where we deserve. We're 8-4, and that's what we've earned. And, until we continue to move, and we're going to continue to move it forward and learn to finish those close games in every situation, it all plays out about the way that it's supposed to when you get, in this league and in college football. It's unforgiving, and if you don't prepare the right way, absolutely every step of the way, then you're leaving things to chance. And when we do that, we're not our best.
Trayvor Wallace Sims was named as a first-team SEC player, I think, by the AP. Members of the media voted him into that position for that young man from East St. Louis, Illinois. Do you take pride in what he's accomplished, and how much has his play, if anything, I don't know, perhaps surprised you a little bit?
Well, of the group up front, the offensive line, I think they're maybe an under-celebrated group just a little bit on the things that they've done. Playing together this year, got a 1,000-yard rusher. The time that they've given Drew on being able to throw the ball. As a group, you look at the work that they do every single day and the ownership they take on playing that spot, those spots up front. They've kind of, they got their own language. They hang out together. They're as close as a group as I've ever seen, and they play really well. And they want to win on the line of scrimmage. They play that way. Trev has done a heck of a job on developing on some of the things that he didn't do well last year. He took an honest approach and looked
like
in the mirror. This his ability to play a full game at the speed that you need to.
Right.
And his mental errors have cut down. His pass protection has improved, and his best ball is still in front of him.
And then I think Drew was a second team. Also, Terry Beckner's second team. Had a couple of freshmen mentioned as well. As you look at the evolution of this team, which position group in your mind grew the most as this season progressed?
I would say on the defensive side, overall, the progress that our secondary made over the course of the year. I think we've got, I mentioned it a few times early on in segments, that we've got a lot of athletes, not a lot of experience yet in that area. And as the season went on, they played a little bit better each week down the stretch, played smart together. And then eventually they started making plays. So I'm excited about what they've done, the way that they've continued to work and really overcome some adversity, played smarter ball together. And got a lot of those guys coming back, which is exciting.
Guys like Byers and Elliott also made an impact late in the season, didn't they?
They for sure did. And Byers is a guy that can play all four spots up front. He's become a student of the game. He understands the way that he needs to play and prepare, and has become a really good player for us.
And then the other thing, too, that stands out from an offensive standpoint is just the amount of adversity because of injury that unit had to go through.
Yeah, every guy has stepped up. And, a couple of things. Our offensive coaches have done a nice job on putting a plan together to put them in position to be successful. But then the kids have stepped up and delivered. And, nobody's been sitting around making excuses that so-and-so's out and, oh, you know, poor pitiful us. The next guy stepped up and went and gone and done it. You know, Daniel Parker on playing was a defensive end, moved over to tight ends, played really well, has helped us in the run game. You know, there's a number of guys. We had six true freshmen score touchdowns, and that's pretty exciting if you look at what we got coming back.
It's Barry Odom. I'm Mike Kelly. More Tiger Talk presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors from Buffalo Wild Wings is up next on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.
It's the end of the year. And that means resolutions. But forget the gym membership and the juice cleanse. This year, save yourself some money. Get a Ford during the holiday sales event. You'll get a great deal and you'll look better before you ever get to the gym. That's motivation. Ford, built for the holidays. Built Ford proud. The time to get our best offers of the season.
Excited for Tigers football game day? Well, Papa John's just made it even better. Every day, Tigers football takes the field. Get 50% off your regular menu price order from PapaJohns.com with promo code Mizzou50. That's right. Spend every football game day with 50% off your entire online order when you enter promo code Mizzou50 at PapaJohns.com. Don't spend another game day without Papa John's. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's, proud partner of your Missouri Tigers.
The Club at Old Hawthorne, a golf course of incomparable quality and uncompromised standards. It's everything you look for in a golf course and country club, which is why it's also the home to your Mizzou men's and women's golf teams. Make Old Hawthorne your home course. New sports and golf members pay only social dues rates until April 2019. For more information or to schedule a tour, visit oldhawthorne.com or call 573-442-5280.
It's internet and TV like never before. Introducing Extreme. With Extreme, you can stream live TV to mobile devices in your home and use TiVo to take your recorded shows on the go. Plus, use apps like YouTube and Netflix on your TV. Yep, your favorite apps are now available on your big screen. And with the fastest in-home Wi-Fi, this system is built for multi-streaming. Experience Extreme. New from MediaCom. Call 844-EXTREME3.
Missouri's businesses need safe roads and bridges. The skilled men and women of the Laborers Union of Eastern Missouri and their contractors are working together to build the infrastructure we need to safely get to work, run our businesses, and get our products to market. Safe roads and bridges drive Missouri's economy. Rely on the skilled men and women of the Laborers Union of Eastern Missouri and their contractors to build your next mile of road. Paid for by MoLessett.org.
Whoa, we're going to Andy's.
Hi, folks. This is Andy from Andy's Frozen Custard. After 30 years in business, we have found the ultimate combination of three ingredients. It's our super secret ooey gooey mix. Chunks of Heath Bar, fresh roasted almonds, and warm caramel, all blended together with Andy's Made Fresh Hourly Vanilla Frozen Custard for the ultimate ooey gooey concrete. It's so good, it's hard to get the spoon from your cup to your mouth and back to your cup fast enough. Available only at your nearby Andy's Frozen Custard. You're going to love it.
Visit eatandys.com for the Andy's nearest you.
Mizzou football proud to partner with the Missouri Credit Union in an effort to sack hunger in Missouri. For each Tiger sack during the 2018 season, the Missouri Credit Union will donate $7,500 to the food bank for Central and Northeast Missouri. Barry Odom is alongside with us for the rest of the hour. Next hour, we talk hoops with Konzo Martin. Tigers on their way to Memphis, Tennessee to take on Oklahoma State, a team that finished 6-6 on the season. 3-6 in the Big 12. We'll talk about the Cowboys coming up in our next segment. I want to spend this time talking about your seniors, and primarily I want to start with your quarterback, Drew Locke. And I was just looking at some of the numbers that you know, he's put together. Third in SEC history with 96 career touchdown passes. Second in SEC history with 11,820 career passing yards. By the way, he needs 695 yards to pass Chase Daniel. Holds four of the top six single-game passing records in Mizzou history. He's got 3,125 yards passing this season, ranked eighth in school history, trails Blaine Gabbert by 61 yards for seventh place, and he holds three of the school's top eight most passing in one season. So I go through the litany of those accomplishments, and you think about the young man, and you think about the impact that he's had on your program, and how he's handled it both on and most importantly in this day and age when there's so much focus off the field. What goes through your mind as the head coach?
Well, I'm proud of him, and he's as Mizzou of a guy as you can be, and has early on in his career had some struggles, maybe not fair to him, but he's adjusted. He's become such a great player for us, a tremendous leader, unbelievable young man who's going to be really successful, not only playing at the next level, but when that is over, he's got it. And I'm thrilled for him on the successes he's had. You look at some of this, the conference records that he holds are moved into the top three in some of those categories, and some of the names that he passed to get there. You know, you mentioned the word Manning, and he passed that's pretty darn good. And there's not anybody that has put more ownership on themselves or critique or blame than Drew does his own self. And I'm happy that he had success this year. The way that he transformed from throwing the ball last year and the way that we played offense to understanding the football IQ side of things, is he's grown so much. He's a complete quarterback, and I love him to death.
Yeah, the 44 a year ago, right, coming into this season, he knew that he wasn't going to reach that number. But he was okay with that, which speaks volumes to the maturity, doesn't it?
Yeah, he just said, I'll trade wins for any of that number any day of the week, and that's who he is. And we're lucky that we've had him. Thankful for all the things that he's done. He represents Mizzou exactly like you want it to be represented in every area. And he will go on and have a great career, and I'm very proud of him.
Paul Adams is going to start his 38th game at right tackle for your team coming up on December the 31st. Kevin Pendleton's going to start his 36th game. Speak to those two seniors and what they've meant to you.
It's really hard to do in that spot on the offensive line in this league, and the way that they've done it, the way that they've practiced. They don't miss a practice snap. And you walk out there and watch those two guys practice and what it means to them to be accountable to their team. The way that they approach the opportunity to go play, the way they interact with every one of their teammates. You know, if you could bottle that up and then hand it off to the next guy coming into the door as a true freshman, you know, you paint the picture on what you want it to be in every area, those two guys got it.
So what you're speaking to is that, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but this core group, this group of seniors, had a tremendous impact in building the culture the way that you wanted it to be after taking over in 15.
They are the reason, and I'll never forget it. These 19 guys, on the way that they've done it, they hadn't all been here for the entire time. But those core group that have been here, they've gone through the ups and the downs. They're going to be a group that will go down. For me, you know, I owe them so much on the things that they've done. Not just for this current team this year, but what they've set the foundation of our football program and organization moving forward.
Who's a guy that we haven't talked about a great deal this year? A guy that shows up to work each and every day, lunch pail in hand, does what he's told, does what he's asked of, and provides that element of accountability and leadership for the guys that watch him.
Well, you look probably, and he's been talked about some, but Kendall Blanton, you know.
But not nearly enough because of the injuries.
Tight end spot, the things that Kendall brings to our program, you know, he is in every area. You know, he's graduated from college every Tuesday, I think it is, Monday or Tuesday, since he's been in school. He takes a group of people over to West Middle School and reads to the classroom. He's developed such a close relationship with that school. I got a message the other day from the teacher that he's been visiting there. You know, they're going to go through withdrawals when Kendall leaves because he's made such an impact in our community with young kids on setting an example on what it's supposed to be. And then you watch his practice habits. And we had one night on Friday nights in our hotel. We've got a very you know, organized schedule on what we do, and we show up and have dinner. Those that are interested in it, we have a chapel service, and then we go to special teams meetings, and then we go to unit meetings, and then team meeting, and then bed check, and you know, call it a night. But on one I don't recall. I have to look back through my notes what weekend it was. But during our 15-minute chapel service, the Scott Ashton, our chaplain, got Kindle up, and it was a little bit interactive on things that, you know, about opening up and telling somebody what you thought about them. And I wish that I could have recorded what the things were said about Kindle on guys thanking them for this, the way he carries himself. It was very, very impactful to me.
That's Barry Odom. I'm Mike Kelly. Our final segment coming up next on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.
It is I, thine king. Today, I speaketh on behalf of Bud Light and the most sacred of traditions, the tailgate. In my days as a collegiate liege, I hosted the very first tailgate in yon woods. We didn't have coolers or sports. We were basically just in the woods. But we had Bud Light, so a tailgate it was. Anyway, I invite you to continue my legacy and enjoy Bud Light courtesy of me at your tailgate. Also courtesy of me. Dilly dilly.
Enjoy responsibly, Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Missouri fans, you can sleep easy tonight. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Tigers and get great discounts throughout the website. They have pillows, bed sheets, mattresses, and even a bed for your pet. So go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Tigers and save big on great products today. Again, that's MyPillow.com and use promo code Tigers.
Whoa, long time no see.
It's me, the Rock t-shirt in the back of your closet.
Dude, remember? You crowd surfed in me, man.
But you haven't worn me in like forever.
I get it, you're retired, but I still got some rock left in me. So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to Mom. I had no idea how hard it would be and what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and ways for me to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics, but also information about the hurdles I was facing.
Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Tiger Talks presented each and every week by Academy Sports and Outdoors, right stuff, low price, every single day. Barry Odom's alongside his team heading to Memphis, Tennessee to take on the Cowboys of Oklahoma State in the Liberty Bowl. Tickets available for the game that kicks off at 2:45 on December the 31st. You can go to mutigers.com for more information or call 1-800-CATPAWS. When you first learned of the matchup against the Cowboys, what went through your mind?
Well, it's a historical matchup because of our, you know, the league that we used to be in.
The Big and, Six, right? You're talking about the Big Six?
The Big Six, the Big Eight, and then what we left to go in where we are now, the things that Oklahoma State has done. And I do have a tremendous amount of respect for Mike Gundy and the way that he's built that program, the way that he's done it. He's one of the best coaches in college football. They're so explosive on offense. They've got one of the best receivers in college football. They attack you so many different ways in the RPO world, and then the way they stretch the field and the tempo that they play in. A lot of challenges there. And then defensively, they're aggressive in the way they play. They give you multiple looks and alignments and fronts, and the things you look at, the ways that they bring pressure on third down, we've got plenty of work ahead of us, and I know we'll get their best shot.
Were you guys contemporaries? Were you guys about the same time in terms of playing careers?
No.
I can't remember.
No, he's a lot older than me.
Is he a lot older than you?
Yeah. I remember watching him play. I mean, he was in the mid-80s or so.
You took offense to that, didn't you?
Come on, Mike.
I didn't ask you about the mullet and had you tried that.
No, he actually recruited me when I was coming out of high school. He recruited me at Oklahoma State.
Yeah, I just couldn't remember. As you look at his team this year from an offensive standpoint, and obviously you talked about the receiver, Wallace, who 79 receptions with 11 touchdowns, but the guy that obviously throws it is Cornelius. Big dude, too. 6'6", 232 pounds.
And he runs really really well. Yeah. You know, you watch on video, you know, he's a long striding guy, but there's nobody catching him. He runs away from people, and then he runs so tough in traffic. Really impressed with their roster.
What about up front from an offensive line standpoint?
Yeah, they do so many things. You know, the tailback that's decided not to play, Justice Hill, is a tremendous player. But then the guy that has played maybe as many snaps behind him, he steps in number 30, and you don't really miss a beat. So they've got a number of guys that they play. They play really well. Their zone scheme up front, the backs have got great vision. They play nasty up front. Just kind of what you think from when we, last played them. Kind of looks like the same mold of team on what you think Oklahoma State is. They're really good.
Defensively, they've given up a lot of points. Is that a byproduct of the league they play in?
I think a little bit of both, probably. They've been in every game. They've played well. They've been so aggressive in the way that they play. They've been opportunistic in coming up with the ball. They're active. They get a lot of guys around the ball. They create pressure in a lot of different ways. So, listening to our offensive line talk through the protection, how we're moving to that. We need all the practice work we can get.
They got a couple guys that are going to miss the game. You mentioned Justice Hill, the running back, but also right guard Larry Williams. Both will bypass as they try to focus on the draft. And we've seen players that you haven't had to deal with that yet, but we've seen players across the country that have made that proclamation. Of course, it began a couple of years ago. Leonard Fournette was one of the guys that was one of the first to do it, and, of course, Christian McCaffrey as well. Now we've finally seen a quarterback that has opted not to play in the bowl game, Will Grier from West Virginia. Just from a head coach's standpoint and a guy that played the game and played in a couple of bowl games with your teammates, just your thought on this, I guess, I don't want to call it an epidemic, but this movement that we're seeing.
Well, I'm thankful that all of our guys are playing. And you look, and every situation's different. The way that some of that trend is going, I want to make college football as good as it can be, and whatever that is. I think the bowl system is set up. I haven't ever heard a guy or a player or a coach walk away and say, "Man, that wasn't a very good experience." They've all been an opportunity to develop and continue with your team and have that experience, that memory that you make. I don't understand why guys won't go through with that, but. I can't answer to that on why the guys choose not to. I can't. I hadn't walked a day in their shoes, so I don't know. But I'm thankful for our team on the commitment they've made to each other to go finish this out the right way.
A couple minutes left. Let's talk a little bit about the logistics involved in getting your team down to Memphis. When will you head down as a group?
We're going to go here the next few days practicing, and then on Friday evening, going to cut our guys loose. I want them to go home for Christmas, and I'm thankful that they get the opportunity to go do that. A number of the local guys will come back to campus either on Christmas night or the morning of the 26th, and we'll fly down together. Those guys that are out of state, they'll meet us in Memphis on the 26th, and then we get into our normal game week. So the work will continue to go through the week here, and our guys will do a great job with that. And then I also think, I'm thankful that the way that our administration has approached it on having the chance to get our guys home for Christmas. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. They need to be able to do that, and then we'll meet back up in Memphis and get back to work.
You've been around, obviously, the folks from the Liberty Bowl quite a while. Having spent 3 years in Memphis working at that university, you get to know those guys. Just a thought on Steve Earhart, his staff, and the job that they do in terms of trying to put together what has really become one of the historical bowls that gets played each and every year.
Yeah, you look at the AutoZone Liberty Bowl, and it's the seventh oldest bowl in the system. It's the 60th annual, which means that they're doing something right. The city of Memphis embraces the opportunity to host the bowl. And it's not just, they just don't get to work on it in, the end of November through the game. They work on it, for 12 months. They put together from sponsorships to activities for the kids to the fan experience. Those guys do a great job. They're proud of the work that they do, and they should be because they do it right.
Final thought, just kind of your message to your team as you get set to head to Memphis will be what?
Well, I'm thankful for the work that they've done up to this point. I know that we want to go end it the right way and send our seniors out with win number 9 and continue the momentum that we've got. We're focused on each day, making Mizzou football better than it was yesterday. Work on the here and the now, because if you look too far behind you or ahead, we miss out on what we're supposed to be doing. And I know our guys are going to embrace that mindset. We have up to this point. Let's go get get it done again.
Great to see you. Good luck with your preparation. Good luck on the 19th as you build another recruiting class here at the University of Missouri. Mizzou football coach Barry Odom with us here as we complete this bowl preview show. Tigers getting set to take on Oklahoma State in Memphis at the Liberty Bowl. We'll talk hoops coming up next hour with Konzo Martin on Tiger Talk, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.
Live from Buffalo Wild Wings, this has been the Liberty Bowl preview edition of Tiger Talk, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price, every day. Also brought to you in part by Bud Light, proud friend of the Mizzou Tigers, famous among friends. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Central Bank Tiger Network.